Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If you want sound check, you gotta listen fast podcast.
Welcome to the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm Joel Meyer, in today for John Schaefer, who's on vacation. And also joining me here in the Soundcheck studio is Soundcheck producer Katie Bishop. Hi, Katie.
Hey there.
Well, now, with John gone, Katie, we still have a duty to our listeners to pull together some really great stuff that has been happening for the last, say, 10 days in the music world, or at least in our lives in the last 10 days. But we need to give John's reaction, because that's an important part of Soundcheck. So I think what you have cooked up is something that involves the Soundcheck 5000, which, if listeners don't know, Soundcheck has a very advanced computer system called the Soundcheck 5000 that we use for all kinds of things around here. You might know it on Twitter at Soundcheck 5000, and some of the emotions that it posts on Twitter might be too strong for people out there.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But you've done something with the Soundcheck 5000 that I think is going to be really special.
So what we've done is I have put my journalism degree to a good use, and I have programmed a Schaefer reaction simulator.
A Schaefer reaction simulator.
Yes. And what this does is we feed it some music, and it bursts out a response.
That sounds pretty complicated. How long did it take to create the Schaefer reaction
simulator?
Oh, my
gosh. Thousands of hours. I can't even begin to tell you how long this took.
You know, you sit right across from me in the office, and I think I noticed you were really working with a lot of audio media. There was tape, there was digital files.
Unreal.
John on 78 from back in the 1930s.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes,
all of that was inputted into the Soundcheck 5000, creating the Schaefer reaction simulator.
Yes. And in fact, if you'd like to meet the reaction simulator, it's here right now. So say hello.
I'm John Schaefer. I'm not afraid to jam.
There he is.
Well, full disclosure, I have not heard the Schaefer reaction simulator.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, this is new to me. So let's start with our first pick, which is coming from you.
Yes, it is. So John missed a big piece of news that came out this week. Brand new artist on the scene, goes by the name Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Can you believe it? But Snoop Dogg has abandoned his old persona. He has been rechristened by a Rastafarian priest as Snoop Lion, and he's working with Diplo on a new album called Reincarnated, and he actually dropped a brand new track this week. It's called La La La, and why don't we just play a little bit of it?
La 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 la. La la. Them a walk and a talk about this a one. Them a laugh and go on about that a one. What you can't get to get it. And the problem will get real dready, dready. Say, who feels it knows? And I suppose that you never know. Oh, you reap what you sow. Can't plant a corn when the peas won't fit grow.
Snoop Lion with La La La. The album is called Reincarnated. What do you think, Katie?
I mean, I gotta say, this makes a lot of sense. You know, this is like a path that a lot of rappers have taken before. Snoop Dogg, a.k.a. Snoop Lion, you know, I get it. I think it makes a lot of sense. He does a Jamaican patois pretty darn well.
Well, and so this is another first name change for him. Way back when I was in high school, Katie, which puts you firmly in
yeah,
grade
not
school,
born yet.
Which is cool. He was Snoop Doggy Dogg when he first came on the scene as Dr. Dre's mic partner. It doesn't surprise me. I don't think that Snoop Lion is going to last very long. But before we move on from this, I think we need to hear from the Schaefer reaction simulator.
Absolutely. Let's get the response.
Okay.
There you go.
The Schaefer reaction simulator. I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I've worked with John for more than 5 years now. That's what John Schaefer would think of this new Snoop Lion track.
I think so, too. I think he would find it humorous. And, you know, he'd give his general, okay.
Well, I'm Joel Meyer. That's Katie Bishop. This is the Soundcheck Podcast. Moving on to our next clip that we're going to give to the Schaefer Reaction Simulator. This one comes from someone who's experiencing a lot more Billboard success than Snoop Dogg right now. Rick Ross has more number one albums in history than Lil Wayne and Snoop Lion, formerly known
really?
As Snoop Dogg. Yes, and he has another number one album this week.
Sure
it's does. His fourth number one album. It's called God Forgives, I Don't. And I think we should just hear it before we talk about it.
D-hater can't hold me back. D-hater can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. D-hater can't hold me back. D-hater can't hold me back. D-hater can't hold me back. I look in my fridge, my looking scarce. I got a few kids, we need some help on the shelf. I get a knock at the door, they say my rent overdue. And why my nuts held up and don't know what else to do. The only thing on my mind, I'm trying to keep on.
So, Katie, God Forgives, I Don't by Rick Ross. It came out last week. I jumped on it right away and listened to it. And I'm going to sum up my reaction actually in the words of another Rick Ross fan. That is John Caramonica from the New York Times, who more than anybody has sung the ballad of Rick Ross. He wrote, even though Mr. Ross's rapping is prime, because of the New York Times, you have to call him Mr. Ross.
Of course.
Even though Mr. Ross's rapping is prime, it isn't enough to carry this album. Just at the moment that he's finally not underrated, he has under-delivered.
Harsh.
It was a little harsh. And for, you know, John, who's been on Soundcheck many times, I think is someone that really eagerly awaits new material from Rick Ross. His take basically is, lately, Rick Ross is making better mixtapes than he is making actual studio albums. And I think that I really agree.
You agree with that. Well, I think we need to hear the Schaefer reaction simulator. What is its response? Let's hear it.
Sounds like a slow motion early morning walk out of the current.
Okay, well, now I'm starting to doubt the purity of the Soundcheck 5000 and the Schaefer reaction simulator. That seems, I don't understand that at all.
It's kind of deep.
Yeah.
You know?
John's made a real business out of being very clear about how he feels and thinks about music.
I know. Well,
not
I mean,
sure.
okay.
Not sure what
I need
that's
to do
after.
A little tinkering there.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay. Next pick. This is actually, it's kind of reaction simulator-ish. It's kind of Tupac hologram-ish, too. Aaliyah is putting out a new album, or kind of. So Drake, he's had this long, long time obsession with Aaliyah, who died in 2001 in a plane crash. Turns out he somehow finagled the rights to some unreleased tracks of hers, and he's putting out an album in the fall, sort of Aaliyah featuring Drake. So he released a track this week. It's called Enough Said. I think we should probably hear a little bit of the track.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, what's up?
I can tell something, but you tell me, do you want to talk about?
Talk about.
You say you got a lot on your mind, sit down, let's talk about.
Talk about.
I hate to see you feel this way, so tell me what can I do to make it better for you, make it better for you, babe. Hey.
So that's a little bit of Aaliyah featuring Drake, Enough Said. I'm really interested to hear what the Schaefer reaction simulator has to say about this.
Creepy or sexy or both. Whatever.
Spot on, Katie.
Totally. Yeah, right on. I mean, I have to agree. I think it's really beautiful. It's kind of sexy, but I'm a little weirded out by it. And I'm not the only one. Aaliyah's ghost has made a Twitter handle, which is kind of interesting.
Of course it has.
She tweeted, "Yo, Drake, Whitney Houston and Lisa Left Eye Lopez both say hi and that they're not interested in being forced to collaborate with you." I don't think she's a big fan of the project.
Not accepting direct messages from Drake.
Nope, not at all.
It's time to put in some more music. Another music clip. This comes from the Danish band Reptile Youth. It's a self-titled album. I've heard the whole thing. It's really, really great. And we have one track to play from it called Black Swan Born White.
Oh, it was awesome.
I'm a black hole.
Well, Katie, the Schaefer reaction simulator jumping the gun there.
Totally made a prediction.
Yeah.
On the fly.
It's like the Schaefer reaction simulator and the Soundcheck 5000 has become sentient.
I don't know how that's possible. It's smarter than we thought.
I don't know if you've seen the first Terminator film, Katie, but when Skynet became conscious of itself, became sentient. That's when the trouble really started.
Uh-oh.
With the robots taking over.
Yeah.
So I think that is something we need to keep in mind.
We know how this podcast ends.
Right. We know how this podcast ends, unless at the end of this podcast, Katie, we shut down the project. and we terminate Project Schaefer Reaction Simulator so that it can never go out of control.
I've put so many hours in, Joel. You can't take that. You can't take it away from me now. This is robot baby.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's give the Schaefer Reaction Simulator one chance to redeem itself.
All right. So this week, the big announcement came out that 50 Shades of Grey, the classical album, will be released in just a few weeks. I did read the first book.
Okay.
I'm the first one to admit it. I did not read the entire trilogy, but there...
Did you read it on the subway?
No. Absolutely not. I tried.
Did you have the...
And
did
I got
you have,
so awkward.
I know you're a Kindle user.
Yeah.
Did you read it on the Kindle or did you read
I
the
I did read it
the
on the Kindle.
Copy?
Thank God. Otherwise, okay. I would have had to like paper wrap the cover
because
I'm so awkward. But there is a lot of classical music mentioned in the book. And I, you know, I've played classical music my whole life. I haven't always associated classical music with S&M torture chambers. But this song called Spem in Allium from Thomas Tallis has really taken off in the UK because of how it's worked into the book. And so I think we should probably play a clip of this old piece.
I'm going to put on a blindfold while we do that. Wow. That was pretty risque.
Doesn't that just scream like Whips and Chains?
No, that is sort of the least getting in the mood kind of music I think I've ever heard.
I know. And you're supposed to sort of listen to the album while reading the books. Kind of weird. I don't know. But some of the other tracks that are on the album, there are 15 tracks for 50 Shades. We have Bach, we have Verdi, we have Pachelbel's Canon, which I'm all too familiar with as a cellist. We have Chopin, Prelude No. 4. I mean, it's just chock full of classical music's greatest hits.
It is. So they're classical music's greatest hits. What ties this all together as an album? So these are things that are actually mentioned in
the book?
They're
actually mentioned in the book.
Oh.
Basically, the main character, Christian Grey, has a thing for classical music. So,
but not like one R. Kelly track or one Teddy Pendergrass
well,
track.
Well, there actually is some contemporary music mentioned in the books too. And on, you know, the author E.L. James website, she has these Spotify playlists made up and they do include that music. But for the album, we're just strictly going classical. Anyway, the whole point of this is to get the Schaefer Reaction Simulator response. So I got to hear what he has to say about this.
Oh, God. I like beer.
That makes sense.
Well, the future of the Schaefer Reaction Simulator, Katie, is cloudy.
Oh.
I think. I am not sure which way we go, but I'm of the opinion that we need to shut this project down.
I guess I can live with it.
Well, I also do want to acknowledge, Katie, that there is some speculation and doubt among Soundcheck podcast listeners and even among the Soundcheck staff itself that there really isn't a Soundcheck 5000, that there isn't really a large sort of IBM Blue kind of computer in the corner of the Soundcheck studio. And you'll just have to trust us.
I plead the fifth.
I'm Joel Meyer.
I'm Katie Bishop.
And this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Whatever.